Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Word of God at Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. In the days of Jeremiah, the division of the nation of Israel had already occurred. 10 tribes had been carried into Assyrian captivity. As the southern kingdom of Judah grew older, there was more and more corruption, not only in the lives of the officials, but also of the people. In religion, there was much confusion. Jeremiah wrote to the people, urging them to return to God and His law. As we think for a moment, we ask, what was the cause of the trouble in Israel? The fault was with the people, who were not content to abide in God's law. In warning them of the future, Jeremiah pointed out a remedy for their problems. Here is what he said. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. In spite of God's love and mercy, the majority replied, we will not walk therein. We will not hearken. Today there is much religious confusion. There are ecumenical movements, but the trend is not so much a seeking for old paths as is a tendency to compromise. Today there is a movement which has as its plea the same type of appeal made by Jeremiah centuries ago. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. This suggests to us that we need to stop, face the facts, investigate, take a survey, consider the issues before us. Too many times one is guilty of presuming that what he does in religion is pleasing to God. This is exactly what Nadab and Abihu did when they took strange fire for the sacrifices rather than the fire from the altar. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. One needs to stop and examine his religious activities in the light of Bible teaching. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? This suggests that one needs to seek the ancient order of things, that which is revealed in the New Testament, which is God's will for us today. The Hebrew writer says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. One should not allow modernism to persuade him that he needs a modern gospel for modern man. Sin is still the spiritual disease, and the gospel of Christ is still the means of removing sin. The old path is the good way, the straight and narrow way, which leads to the eternal city. The only way we can walk on the old path is to walk with Jesus as revealed in His Word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. And walk in them. It isn't enough to know about the old path, for one must walk in that way. It isn't enough to say, I believe the New Testament to be the Word of God, and then add to it or subtract from it by accepting the doctrines and commandments of men. One must be willing to do the things taught in the Word. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21. The dawn of the modern era found Christianity divided into scores of factions, each often found striving against the others, much as today. With such thoughtful men could not be satisfied. They read such passages as, there is one body. Is Christ divided? I beseech you that ye speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you. God grant you to be of the same mind. I pray that they may all be one. Gradually, these thoughtful and dedicated men arrived at a basic decision, namely, that Christians everywhere should band themselves together to study the New Testament carefully, to teach and practice all things, and only those things commanded or practiced by the early Christians, and to give up all creeds prepared by men. This decision was arrived at independently by many groups in widely separated localities. The same thing happened in Scotland, Northeast and Southern United States, Germany and elsewhere in the 18th and 19th centuries. Recently, new groups have been found that have for years been motivated by the same basic purposes. Such groups have been located in India, Mexico, Poland, various parts of the Soviet Union, the interior of Ethiopia and Spain. They all have a common purpose: the restoration of Christianity as it was known and practiced in the first century. When this concept was first announced, response was immediate and refreshing. Thousands echoed the slogans, "We'll speak where the Bible speaks, we'll be silent where it is silent. We'll do Bible things in Bible ways, and call Bible things by Bible names." A mighty revival began. Hundreds of congregations were established. Each had a unique plea, a plea that all groups and individuals claiming allegiance to Christ lay aside their creeds written by men and accept the Bible as a complete guide. A study of the New Testament reveals that all members of the church in the first century were Christians. They were Christians because they heard the gospel, Acts the 8th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Believed in Christ, Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Repented of sins, Luke the 13th chapter, and verse 3. Confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, Acts the 8th chapter, and verse 37. And were baptized for the remission of sins, Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Thus, they were united with Christ. Past sins were forgiven. New opportunities were opened unto them, and new responsibilities were placed upon them. Worship in the Church of Christ is simple, direct, and sincere. Christians worship together every first day of the week. Together they partake of the Lord's Supper, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Admonish one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. And pray for one another, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. On the occasion of the assembly for worship, one may preach or teach the Word of God, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. And Christians give as they have been prospered, to support the cause they love. In spite of imperfections, the basic concept of Churches of Christ is unchanged to this day. The Bible remains the sole guide for the Christian. Those of us who work to restore the ancient order plead for a return to the old paths. The old paths, in this case, is a return to Bible teaching, a return to undenominational Christianity. A return to the old paths is to accept the Bible and it alone for one's only rule of faith and practice. What is the result of returning to old paths? Jeremiah said, "Ye shall find rest for your souls." Yet, even today, the attitude of many is, "We will not walk therein." There is safety in the old paths, as revealed in God's Word. Obey the gospel, and the Lord will add you to the church. Join with us in our plea and appeal for a restoration of New Testament Christianity. God bless you, my friend.